Welcome to Inner Peace to Go, your source for practical, proven strategies to reduce stress and make life easier. I'm your host, Sandy Cohen, and I am so glad you're here. Let's dig in. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Inner Peace to Go. Thank you so much for tuning in. Last week, we talked about overcoming overwhelm, and I want to continue with that theme this week. Overwhelm is a total enemy to inner peace. It is very hard to feel inner peace when you feel like there's too much to do and not enough time to do it, and you're feeling really overwhelmed and kind of desperate. That is not inner peace. That is like the opposite of inner peace. And because we want inner peace, that is what we're after. That's what we're here for. Let's talk about another wonderful strategy. This is like my favorite strategy for overcoming overwhelm. So last week we talked about how overwhelm can be influenced by social and cultural expectations about what we think we should do. Those things affect our own personal expectations about what we think we should do. And we can end up with a lot of things on our to-do list that aren't actually personally important to us. So one great way to start to turn the dial down on your overwhelm is to look at what's on your list and decide if it really matters to you, to the essence of you, to the you who is your deepest you. Do those things matter? And I kept giving the example of the store-bought cupcakes. Like, would store-bought cupcakes suffice? Or do you need to make it from scratch for the kids' party? And thinking about things like that, not necessarily shortcuts, but just thinking of what really matters. Now, look, if you're a baker and one of your love languages is making homemade delicious goodies for people, then of course you want to home make the cupcakes. But if you have 9 zillion other things going on and really you're only going to make the cupcakes from scratch because you think that's what a quote unquote good parent does, then maybe that's something you can let slide. So we talked last week about looking at our to-do list, deciding what really matters most to us, and setting the kinds of boundaries and personal expectations that allow us to really put our attention on the things that really matter and release some of the obligations that we might be taking on just as we think we kind of should. What I want to talk about this week is my favorite strategy for getting things done, for managing my time, and for not getting lost on like scrolling or spending a lot of time sort of, you know, that analysis paralysis, overthinking things, over researching things. And so it's kind of a two-part strategy, but it boils down to the Pomodoro technique, which I'll talk about in 1 second. The big idea here is to chunk down your tasks. So say you want to write a book, for instance. You're not going to sit down and write the book this afternoon. You want to chunk down those tasks into things that are really manageable. Okay, you know, I'm going to brainstorm my chapters. I'm going to write each chapter. I'm going to, you know, you're going to take the big task and break it down. Another example would be like, I'm going to learn Spanish. Well, you're not going to learn Spanish like today. What you're going to do is first you're going to find what kind of class do I want to take? What kind of program do I want to use? How long am I going to invest in the program? How can I do it each day and chunk it down into something that's really, really manageable? This is an empowering way to approach our task because we go from something big and unwieldy, writing a book, learning a new language, and we chunk it down into something that we can totally do. I can totally start thinking about what chapters I would put in my book or what title I would give my book. I can totally look for programs that teach Spanish and read the reviews and see what I might want to do, look for a class in my neighborhood. Chunking down the things on our to-do list makes them more doable, less intimidating, and it allows us to take the huge thing off the list and just put a little manageable thing on the list. The book is not on my list. Brainstorm titles is on my list. And when it comes to tackling these chunks, my favorite technique is called the Pomodoro technique. Now, you may be familiar with the Pomodoro technique. In case you are not, I am so excited to share it with you because I love this as both a time management tool and a brain focus, like a brain management tool. So the Pomodoro technique was developed by an entrepreneur, and he called it the Pomodoro technique because he used a little kitchen timer that looked like a tomato. This technique is extremely simple, but it's surprisingly effective. So what you do is you set a timer. You do not have to use a tomato-shaped kitchen timer. I use the timer on my phone, and you set the timer for a fixed amount of time. The classic Pomodoro technique is 25 minutes, and that's what I generally use. But you can use any amount of time. If you've got 10 minutes, you can use 10 minutes. So you set the timer and you've decided on the task at hand. I'm going to look for Spanish classes. Set the timer, and then for those 25 minutes, you only do the task at hand. I'm going to spend 25 minutes looking for Spanish classes. I'm not quickly checking email. I'm not just popping over to TikTok. I'm not going to get up and throw in a load of laundry. I'm not even going to get up and get a glass of water or go pee. I am going to sit there for 25 minutes and do the task at hand. And this technique, you will be, if you've never tried it, I bet you will be so surprised and delighted at how effective this is. So, as you may know, I'm a writer and I have assignments. I have journalism assignments that I have to do. I have personal writing assignments that I want to get done. I use the Pomodoro technique all the time. If you've ever been a writer, or even maybe this is for all creative people, and it's like time to write, that's exactly when I think, no, what I need to do first is like clean the desk off, and I should like probably go through all these old receipts. Like, I'll do anything to not sit and write, even though I'm a writer. So the Pomodoro technique makes this so possible for me. I'm gonna sit here and write for 25 minutes. So first, if I need to get stuff off my plate, I'm gonna check my email, I'll do the social media thing, I'll get a glass of water, I'll go to the bathroom. Now I'm gonna sit here and for the next 25 minutes, I'm gonna write. And I set my timer, and during that time, all I'm going to do is write. And it is amazing how much you can get done when you allow yourself the grace of focus, of monotasking. And it's interesting, just recently there was an article in the New York Times about monotasking. So doing one thing at a time is not only really effective and efficient. I can do so much writing in 25 minutes that I could easily like fart around for 3 hours and not get as much done if I'm distracted. But monotasking is also good for your brain. So often we are multitasking, right? We're checking email while kind of writing our presentation, and maybe we're also on the phone. We think we're doing three things at once, but we're actually not. We're actually task switching, which is not as efficient as we wish it was. So when you switch back and forth, so say I'm writing an article and then checking my email every few minutes or checking social every few minutes. Each time you switch back and forth, it takes a second for your brain and all your faculties to totally get back online and focused on the task. So even though maybe I only clicked over to Instagram for a couple minutes, it'll take a good 5, maybe 10 minutes to get refocused on the writing project. So when we use a technique like a Pomodoro technique or any focusing technique that you want to use, it just makes us so much more efficient. There are times when multitasking can work. You can listen to the new Beyoncé album while you make dinner. You know how to make dinner, especially if it's a familiar recipe. Easy to have some music in the background, listen to the new album, make your dinner. It's a lot harder when one of the tasks requires brain energy, requires focus, requires intellectual energy. That's when multitasking is absolutely your enemy. This is why I love the Pomodoro technique. For me, I find 25 minutes to be a really manageable chunk of time. It's enough to like make progress, but not so much that you feel like you're concentrating for too long and getting tired and, desiring to take a break or go to the bathroom. So you do your 25 minutes, the timer rings, and that's when you get up and take a break. You could stretch, you can check your email, go get a drink, whatever, and then do another 25 minutes. Here's what you might find. Here's what I've often found. At the end of the 25 minutes, I'm totally into what I'm doing. I'm like in a flow, and I just keep going. And I just keep going until I need a break or until I'm ready for a break. This is so brilliant because you've allowed yourself the space and the focus to really get going, get some momentum going, and maybe I could finish the whole article. Maybe not only do I find a Spanish class, but I decide which one I want to take and I enroll in it because I'm going. So, Pomodoro technique, it's awesome and it's wonderful for overwhelm because when you do have an unwieldy task or a big job you want to do, write a book. When you break it down into chunks, and when you break those chunks down into 25-minute little Pomodoro pieces, you can look back and see how much you've done. So if I'm writing a big assignment and I know that I did four Pomodoros on it today, well, that means I did close to 2 hours of work on it today. And that gives such a feeling of satisfaction. It also creates a familiarity with how much you're generally able to do. Now, we've used the Pomodoro technique in my household to clean up. Like, say we have company coming over, they're gonna be here. We set the timer maybe for 15 minutes and clean as much as we can in 15 minutes. Like pick up all the stuff in the front room, let's dust the shelves and all that stuff. It's amazing how much you can get done in 15 minutes when you do it with total focus. I've also heard too that a task will expand to the time available to do it. And that's why also I think they say, if you want something to get done, have a busy person do it. Because when you have to do something and you give yourself, this is the chunk of time I got to do it. I'm giving myself 25 minutes to find a Spanish class, but I'm going to focus on that. It's just amazing how much you can get done. And so often I think things start to take a long time because we're not focused. We're doing too many things at once, or we haven't given ourselves the cerebral space to really dig into the single task, and then time gets away from us. It can take all day to write an email. So I love the Pomodoro technique as a remedy for overwhelm and a vehicle for getting things done. So I really wanted to share it with you. It brings me a lot of inner peace to know that if I sit there and focus for 25 minutes, I can make a ton of progress. And it becomes its own reward. I'm eager to use the Pomodoro technique. I use it on things that, even for things I don't want to do, I've been in school and sometimes I don't want to read the textbook, but I'll do it for 25 minutes and then I'll know that I did it. At least I put in that time. So I hope you find this useful. Try it for all kinds of stuff. You can do it for fitness. I'm going to, walk for 25 minutes or dance around the house, till my timer goes off. You can do it. I'd love to do it for cleaning. It's recommended also to do it for decluttering. Like, I'm going to just declutter for 25 minutes. I'm going to give myself 5 minutes to clean up, and I'm going to just keep doing that in chunks until the project's done, or I'll do one of those a day. So I had to share this with you, especially since we were talking about overwhelm. I hope you find it useful. I hope that both the idea and practice of monotasking and using a technique like the Pomodoro technique provide you with mental space and inner peace. I really do. So, thank you so much for listening. Let me know if you try it and if it works for you. What do you think? What do you think of the Pomodoro technique? Love to hear from you. I'm on Instagram at Sandy, and you can email me at innerpeacetogo@gmail.com. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll talk to you next week. Hey, if you want to keep the peaceful vibes going, get on my email list. I'd love to send you my free ebook, The Ultimate Stress Busters Guide, packed with actionable steps to bring on the chill. Plus, I'll send you more tips and inspiration every week. There's a link in the show notes, and I'll see you in your inbox.